So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert. I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order.
As important as choosing the right destination when traveling is choosing the right travel partner.
Gene!
Eugene Fodor!
Gene, was good!
But be careful, because the worst trips result when two partners have two different agendas.
The CIA really need your help, Gene.
Freeze, Americano! Huh? Oh!
Gene, run!
Listen to Fodor's Guide to Espionage on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP, the Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us.
He was trying to brand us. So we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
Join my host as they unravel the story of the largest and most shocking organization in the history of the troubled teen industry. Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Bachelor Happy Hour. I'm Joe.
And I'm Serena.
And we are here to recap episode 4, but you are lucky enough to get a doubleheader from us because we have 2 episodes coming out this week. So tomorrow we'll be dropping the recap of episode 5, and then later on, we will be dropping our interview with Lexi, who we cannot wait to talk to.
All of that information is correct.
Thank you. All right. How are you feeling, Serena? You feeling, good?
I'm feeling good.
Feeling good? Good.
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
You ready to chat about episode 4?
Let's go. Let's get into it. They're in Malta this episode.
You have notes? I know when we were watching it, you accused me of not taking notes, but I was.
I did accuse you of not taking notes, but... You did. You took notes. So that's great.
What's your first note?
My first note is that they are going to Malta.
That's my first note as well.
Wow. I love that we're on the same page.
And for our listeners, Malta is in Southern Europe.
Southern Europe. It's right by Sicily. It's an island.
It's and part of the Mediterranean.
They filmed some of the Game of Thrones there.
That's where Ned Stark got beheaded.
Yeah.
I remember watching
Spoiler
that.
Alert.
Yes. I remember watching that live. Well, when the episode came out.
That series is so freaking good. But just getting to see like where they filmed, I mean, it's also just so beautiful.
Yeah, really nice.
Really, really beautiful.
When I watch, I'm like, man, we really, you know, you go to Europe and you usually go to Paris, you go to Italy, Rome, you know, and everyone's like, yeah, I've been to Europe. But like, there's so much Europe that most people don't see.
I know, I remember.
But it all looks pretty similar.
A lot of it does look similar, yeah. But I mean, I'm sure the culture in every single place varies, even if like the architecture is similar.
Yeah.
But I remember Jesse Palmer saying, going into filming this season, he was really excited about some of the places they had lined up to go.
Yeah.
Because I feel like these are places I wouldn't necessarily think of right away to travel to. I mean, honestly, like I never thought of going to Malta. Now I'm like, maybe we should go there.
Yeah, like when are you ever going to see it? Mm-hmm. In the Intercontinental... Looked pretty nice.
It actually did look pretty nice.
Yeah. Yeah. It did. Okay, so first big thing that happens in the episode is Lexi, who will be our guest, gets a one-on-one.
She does. I feel like these dates are always very chill and romantic because they're in this beautiful city, they're walking around, and it's just like enjoyable to watch and probably enjoyable to experience. You know what I mean?
I 100% know what you mean. So Lexi gets the one-on-one, which it was only a matter of time.
I feel like their connection has been slowly building since night one. We've seen little bits of her. So I think it was like a good time for her to get the one-on-one.
Something I've noticed watching The Bachelor is like you want the later mid-season dates. You don't want the first. Do you want the first one-on-one?
I don't think so. I know.
Or maybe the very first, but you don't want the second.
I had the second week one-on-one, but there was two one-on-ones the first week. So I was technically the third one-on-one of the season.
Ooh, I don't know if you want the third.
I got lucky and got a second one. But yeah, if you don't and you're in that first three, it's hard because then other relationships have that like slow build. And then that like week four or five one-on-one, I feel like really skyrockets them forward. And they've already like had this foundation. So they don't spend their one-on-one like doing the, do I like this person, get to know you kind of thing. It's like, I know I'm into them and now we can really like get into it. Whereas I think if you have an earlier one-on-one, you kind of spend it like, okay, vibing the person out. And then you have that big push forward at the beginning. And then by like, later in the season, closer to hometowns, it's like, shoot, I feel like you really crave that like additional time. So it's hard. Who got the very first one-on-one? Daisy?
Daisy.
Okay. And now this is week four, Lexi. So yeah, I feel like this is like a great time. It's like the first week they're traveling.
Yeah.
Like Joey's excited. They're in a new place. It's romantic. Like this is a great one-on-one.
They're in an old
get.
Church.
They're in a church. Yep.
Do you think they like each other?
I think they definitely like each other. I mean, she's really beautiful. They both have pretty chill energy. There's some hand holding. It's cute.
Yeah. Very. Yeah. They do have very similar energy, a very chill energy. Both mm-hmm. of them.
They're really just like walking around the yeah. city, enjoying each other's company, going on a little romantic stroll through Malta. And then they end up at this big, beautiful old church that they're sitting in. And she kind of talks about her grandfather and she like feels emotional. I feel like churches can bring out emotion. Do you know what I mean?
I was just going to say that 100%. And like churches, like even some of the churches in New York, like they're so like historical. You're like, you look at them and they're just like the way they were built.
They're like magnificent.
Yeah. And you're like, this is beautiful. Like who, like this probably took so long.
And just like all the thought and the detail.
And there's nothing like that gets built anymore.
Yeah.
Like everything is about efficiency and how much money is it going to cost and what's going to be the turnover. So yeah, I was like, man, that's cool.
I can understand like her sitting there being like, wow, I'm like overcome with emotion right now. I feel like the energy inside of those churches is just like very powerful.
Yeah. And then they have a deeper conversation where she opens up about endometriosis, which Being a guy and ignorant to it, I don't know much about it, but it seems very serious. And hearing her talk, I really feel for her. And then when she talks about her past relationship and the guy not being okay with it, I mean that was rough.
Yeah, that took a very sad turn. Hearing how it impacted her last relationship. I mean, it's a challenging thing enough. She has stage 5 endometriosis, so it's obviously very severe. I can't imagine going through, she said, like a year and a half of like seeing doctors and trying to figure out what's wrong with your health in itself is like a struggle, just trying to figure out like what is happening to her body. Finally, she finds out what it is, finds out that it might impact her ability to carry children, and then her partner like decides to not stay with her for that reason. I mean, like there's so many layers to her story and I'm sure a lot of trauma associated with it, both through like the discovery of having this illness and then also like what happened in her last relationship. It also just kind of gives context to like why she felt so anxious to tell Joey, because if the last person she told said, okay, I don't want to be with that, you because of this.
You said that when we were watching it, like the last person she told had essentially a negative response. Or we don't know. I mean, just it didn't work out.
Yeah, he said,
and it's
you
like
know,
now she finally does it again. So yeah, it was a big step.
Big step for Lexi. So she did a great job. I don't obviously know her, but from watching her, super proud of her. And I think Joey did a great job of receiving the information as well.
He's a great receiver of all information. he really is. It's like, you know, it's not like he's gonna. That's how he should do it, but it is. He's a great receiver.
No, yeah, we've talked about this a little bit this season of like the leads.
He's
don't
a great
get,
listener. He is quite the listener.
He is a great listener. I feel like the leads don't get enough credit for like a lot of people come on the show and a lot of people just in life in general have like stuff in their past that they open up to him about, and he has to do his best to like make them feel comfortable and like say the right thing, as you know, there's not always the right thing to say, but like do his best to make them feel heard and accepted and validated, and like that's a big thing to do, and there's been a lot of heavy conversations this season, so he does a really good job, I think.
Yeah, and especially
of receiving.
Obviously he's quite the receiver. Yeah, and especially like I feel like in this franchise, like it's very easy for the lead to get caught up within themselves and feeling that it's all about me. It's my show. It's my journey. And I feel like Joey is doing a really good job of not doing that.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like views it as like, this is their journey too. Yeah. Like this is all, we're all on this journey together.
Smart.
For me to find love. Yeah. But no, truly, I think he's doing a good job.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So that
and kinda... we are going to have Lexi on this week, so we will talk to her more about her story, her past, and what's to come.
I don't think Lexi's going anywhere. She's. I'm pretty sure I picked her in my top four.
Yeah, I think she is in your top four. Yeah. Let me see. Okay. Yeah, she is in your top four. You're down to Daisy and Lexi, because you had Sam and you had Lauren.
Damn. Okay.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlin, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Rosie, somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned. It feels so good.
It does. And like always, we'll be here every week covering the wide world of TV, movies, comics, and geek culture.
That's right. We'll be talking about Batman, heroes of that stature, and of course, we'll be inviting our friends in the industry to come geek out with us and share stories. We'll hear from TV writers, from actors, comics creators, pop culture critics, and more.
Nothing is off the table, because geek culture is pop culture, and we can't wait to share our love of it all with you every single week.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us. They burned us and subject us to really horrible, cruel and unusual punishment.
After my personal experience at Provo Canyon School, I was shocked to learn that a man named Robert Litchfield, a man who got his start at the school that I went to, would go on to create a multi-million dollar empire.
He was trying to brand us, so we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
The Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They prey on you know, a parent's really natural and beautiful love for their children in a really, really, unfortunately, effective way.
At this time in my life now, if someone presented this program to me, and not just because I've already experienced it, sham, scam, beware.
Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So Lexi gets a rose. Mm-hmm. I think she's going to be there for a while. I think they both really like each other.
Yeah.
Like you said, very, very similar energies, but I think she's going to be there for a minute. And that kind of wraps that date. And now we are going to go to the group date. But during the group date, when they're talking about who's going to be on the group date, we find out that there's going to be a 2-on-1, which is what everyone's been waiting for, which we'll talk about after the group date. But the Sydney and Maria 2-on-1's probably going to be just, well, it is great TV.
I feel like you never want to hear your name on the group date card because you want your name to be on the 1-on-1 date card. I can imagine they were both just sitting there being like, I just wish I was on that group date. Like, it's the only time you would ever want to be on a group date. If the other option's a 2-on-1.
I wish they would have waited, though. I wish they would have waited a few weeks for this. But
really?
Yeah.
I'm glad it's happening now.
But we get the group date and we go to
Fort Lin-Manuel.
I'm thinking Lin-Manuel.
Oh.
I don't know why. And we find out, yes, we talk about it at the beginning of the episode. This is where Ned Stark got beheaded and they shot part of season 1 of Game of Thrones. Very cool. We have a knight came out and he's like, I wrote, like, today we are going to do a lot of interesting stuff.
He said it. What a line.
And like the knight voice. I was like,
what a great way to set up this date.
But see, everyone had seemed to have a lot of fun. We're seeing a lot more of Joey's personality. He seems to be a lot more chill and just like being goofy and having fun with everything.
Yeah, we've seen a lot more of his personality come out this episode.
Yeah.
But they did like some sword. They did some sword stuff. They did some staring competitions.
Did they do like the sausages or something?
They did the sausage and cheese thing, which I feel like was the standout moment where they had to like catch the food in their mouth, which was kind of funny. I was laughing when Allison was like, I started cheating immediately. I am not going to be doing that. I'm not getting sausage all over my face, which I don't really blame her for that.
Yeah. Who could blame her? But anybody stand out as far as on the date with like a connection with Joey? Was there anything? Cause I don't have anyone in particular in my notes.
Not really. I feel like, you know, him and Daisy have a cute banter going. And we saw Autumn get some extra time with him, which I honestly, this is the first time I've ever seen Autumn speak to him or have time with him on the show so far. So I don't know if that means their relationship's picking up or...
She seems really, really nice.
She seems so nice. I feel like she's definitely a fan of the show because I feel like every time something happens, she has... I don't know if she's just an enthusiastic person, but she has a lot of like big reactions to like date cards and 2-on-1s and stuff happening. I feel like she always has like a big facial expression. But yeah, she seems really sweet. I don't really know where that relationship's going, if it's going anywhere, but she got extra time with Joey because of her efforts on the date.
Okay, let's go to the nighttime portion of the group date.
So we saw him talk to a few people. He chatted with Daisy, Kelsey, Rachel, Jess, Kelsey T. Any standouts for you there?
Not really. I think when he talked to Kelsey.
A or T?
Kelsey, which is the one that he, who's the Kelsey that he's really into? I always get
Kelsey A.
Kelsey A. Kelsey A, he seems to really like.
Yeah. He's, every time we see them talk, which isn't actually that often, but the little bits we do see, it's like always showing Joey reassuring Kelsey.
Yeah, and there's a lot of touching.
Yeah, a lot of touching. You mentioned that, I think, in one of our past recaps, like their body language you think is really good. She just seems like really chill and confident, and I don't know. I'm waiting to see more of her to like really get a gauge on that relationship. But and then Kelsey T, who I really like her.
She's starting to vocalize how much she's struggling.
How much she's struggling and how much she like is starting to feel for Joey.
Yeah.
But she's really vulnerable and opens up about her emotions and how excited she is about him.
Well, it has to suck. It has to suck to get like it's one thing going home early, but it's kind of another thing getting lost like within the pack. And then when you do have a conversation with him, it goes well, but like there's still like not enough yet.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just kind of it's like you're playing this waiting game. And then there's multiple women around you that are light years ahead. Not light years ahead, but ahead.
No, yeah. I think it's like that point in the season where like, you know, she's looking at like Daisy and Jen and thinking like, okay, well, like I'm so far behind where they are in terms of the amount of time I've been given. And then you look at like Kelsey A, who is just constantly getting reassurance from Joey. It seems like even though she hasn't had a one-on-one, she's probably feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
And Kelsey T is probably sitting there like, well, I haven't had a one-on-one and it doesn't seem like she's getting that level of reassurance that maybe she needs to feel secure. It's like easy to, you know, spiral a little bit and get in your head and start to feel insecure about your connection.
For sure.
But she does get the rose this group date.
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of Joey's way of showing her like, hey, I heard you. I like you. I want to keep seeing where this goes.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I just don't know if I see a really strong connection with them yet.
Yeah.
I think the romantic connection is not quite there on his end.
But I agree.
We shall see. I like her. I hope we see more of her, but it's just now you get it's hard as a viewer to not start like comparing the relationships at this point.
Yeah.
Because it is only becoming more obvious who he's really into.
Yeah, I agree. So now let's go to the 2-on-1.
The 2-on-1.
On a boat, we have Maria, Sydney, and Joey. I want to see them have a little fun.
I know. I think Maria was trying.
Yeah.
Sydney was not, but also like I don't know how I would act in that situation on a 2-on-1. Like you want to think you try to make the best of it, but like it's so uncomfortable. Like you're sitting like on this one row of a boat all facing forward. Like,
well, what we're seeing is Sydney just hates Maria and cannot be around her.
Yeah.
And she's just like, I cannot have a good time if Maria is in the room, let alone the other person on this day.
Yeah.
And she's not like, we're not really seeing any effort. We're not seeing any effort on her end to try to get over that.
No, I think at this point she's accepted like, I can't move on from this until Maria is not here anymore. Like,
and that's such
that's why I think this 2-on-1 is almost like completely necessary.
Yeah, and that's such a fucking mistake. It's such a mistake. Like, I don't know if we're not seeing the full story here, and there's a good chance that we might not be.
Yeah, I mean, we can't see everything. It's not possible. So I'm sure there's things that have bothered Sydney. We're not seeing every single thing that's happened that's bothered Maria, and we're not seeing every single thing that's happened that's bothered Sydney between these two girls.
No, but what I will say is pushing all that aside, Maria is doing a much better job of engaging with Joey and not letting it affect that relationship as much, where Sydney's like, it seems like Sydney's like, I don't even care to engage with you until this person is gone.
Yeah.
And that's a mistake. That's just, you have to like.
Yeah, but I mean, I agree. Like it is, you have to try to focus on the relationship, and you can tell on this date and what we've seen like outside of this date is like, it feels like Sydney's number one priority is Maria, not Joey right now.
Yeah.
Because she like this dynamic has completely consumed her. Maria has completely consumed her in terms of like her thoughts, her actions. And she's like, I can't focus on this relationship until Maria's not here, which is hindering her and her relationship with Joey significantly. Maria at least is like, I don't really care if Sydney's here or not. But Sydney but like she's trying to get, I'm basically just saying what you just said, yeah, to be honest, but I agree with you.
Yeah. That's, yeah. And that's what's happening. So it's like, it's just like, it's kind of like, yeah, like I'm as a viewer, I'm watching this and I'm just like, okay, well, like he's not going to choose you, Sydney. Like he's not going to choose you because of this.
Like, yeah,
this
but maybe that's like genuinely who Sydney is. Like maybe like if this was outside of the show, like, and some girl was really, really bothering her, like, you know, like,
well, yeah,
maybe she's just like, I don't want to pretend I'm happy when I'm not.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's like, what's the objective? The objective is to potentially meet the person you're going to spend the rest of your life with. And if Maria is a rock in the street, in your pathway, like, walk around it, like figure it out. Right?
I like that. I like that rock analogy that you pulled out there.
Thanks. Yeah.
Wow. I wasn't sure where that was going to go.
I was hoping I was going to be able to pull that off.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Rosie, somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned. It feels so good.
It does. And like always, we'll be here every week covering the wide world of TV, movies, comics, and geek culture.
That's right. We'll be talking about Batman, heroes of that stature, and of course, we'll be inviting our friends in the industry to come geek out with us and share stories. We'll hear from TV writers, from actors, comics creators, pop culture critics, and more.
Nothing is off the table, because geek culture is pop culture, and we can't wait to share our love of it all with you every single week.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us. They burned us and subject us to really horrible, cruel and unusual punishment.
After my personal experience at Provo Canyon School, I was shocked to learn that a man named Robert Litchfield, a man who got his start at the school that I went to, would go on to create a multi-million dollar empire.
He was trying to brand us, so we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
The Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They prey on, you know, a parent's really natural and beautiful love for their children in a really, really, unfortunately, effective way.
At this time in my life now, if someone presented this program to me, and not just because I've already experienced it, sham, scam, beware.
Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I don't know. That's just, and then Joey asks, what does he ask them both? Like,
well, let's talk about their conversations with Joey before we get into like the night portion. But they each have one-on-one time with him, and Sydney says that in a confrontation that happened between the girls, Maria told Leia to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And then when he confronted Maria about it, she said, absolutely not. I did not say that.
Yeah.
So one of them is lying. Mm-hmm. Who do you think's lying?
Who cares?
Exactly.
Like who? And I think Joey did a great job of
basically saying that.
I don't give a fuck.
He's basically saying, I don't expect you guys to all be friends and get along.
I love that. I love that.
Yeah, I love that too. He's like, I'm just saying it shouldn't be a hostile environment in this house.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be people fighting all the time.
It's totally fine.
You don't have to like each other.
Yeah, it's totally fine. It's to be expected that there's going to be women that don't like each other in the house. The problem is you end up having cliques, and then one clique is judging the other, is judging other people. Like, oh, well, you just don't get along with all of us because you don't. Whatever the case may be. And then it's always a thing. Like, doesn't have to be, because you're not there to hang out.
Like, it's great if everyone gets along. That might not be the case. The odds are you're not going to like 30 women all equally. You're going to get along with some better than others. Find the ones you get along with and hang out with those. And if there's ones you don't get along with, just don't hang out with them. Yeah. You know what I mean? But either way, it was... Like, I feel like the day portion of the day ended on like a dead end, because it was basically like, well, one of you's lying. Joey's like, I don't know which one it is, because you're saying she said this. She's saying she didn't. Either way, I'm glad he sent someone home, because I was like, one of these girls, you better send one of them home, because this is just never going to end. It feels like it feels like it's never going to end if they both stay in this house, which is crazy to me, to be honest. But they go to the night portion. What did he ask them? He asked them both a question. Oh, he said, do you see a future with me? I need to Sydney. And then he asked Maria. What did you think of that?
I thought Maria gave the more relatable, honest answer.
Yeah, I think Sydney gave the answer that she thought was the right answer to give. And I'm not saying like she's fake for giving this answer by any means, but like, he put them on the spot, and I think she was like, I think this is, you know, the right answer, is essentially saying like, I do see a future with you, and I would do these things for you in real life, and you know, this is what I picture a future with you and all this stuff. But in reality, like, if you break it down, like, Sydney has spent little time with Joey. Most of her time with Joey has been about Maria. So, and then Maria said, like, I don't know, because honestly, this has been so rocky, and I don't know if you trust me, and I need you to trust me to be able to see a future with you. And like, that was just a more honest answer.
For sure.
And I think he was able, I think he has a stronger connection with Maria at this point. Going to this 2-on-1, I think he already has a stronger connection with Maria.
Yeah, I don't think there's too many people watching that didn't think Maria was going to come out of this with no rose. Like,
yeah, I would have been surprised. I think Sydney would have had to have some very, very strong accusations. But the thing is, she's already had some pretty strong accusations. It's a lot of it is just like verbal arguments, though.
Yeah. And it's like, well, like it's Joey, like, okay, so you guys were fighting. Oh my God, Maria told someone to fuck off. Like, oh no, she's the worst person in the world. Like, who fucking cares? People tell people to fuck off all the time. Literally, I hear somebody say it on the street every fucking day. Like, it's just like, oh my God, like,
I think she was just using it as a pointed example of like, hey, you know, this is the, like, these are the things Maria's doing in the house. I'm giving you an exact example. When I say she's verbally assaulting me or she's verbally assaulting people, this is what she's doing. But I think that it has been blown out of proportion. I think that Sydney has, like I said, really let Maria and the situation consume her to the point where it's so big in her mind. But when she's saying it to Joey, he's like, this is not that big of a thing. And I think he's more into Maria. I think she gave a more honest answer to his question. And I think it's for the best that Sydney has gone home, because I don't think that with Maria there, she was going to be able to move forward with Joey. And I think that Joey is more into Maria, so he's not going to send her home.
And then they have an opera singer singing Ave Maria.
Yeah, which is kind of funny.
That was pretty funny. Sydney leaves. Oh, the girls seem to be shocked.
Really surprised, which is kind of interesting to me.
Yeah, that kind of shows you that
there's something else
we're not seeing.
Yeah, because they were all like, I can't believe it. I can't believe she went home. I really thought like Maria was going to go home. Like, So either they're not seeing how into Maria Joey is, or they also don't really like Maria, and there's more of an issue with Maria in the house than what we're seeing. Because honestly, I thought they, like, I as a viewer was like, it's obvious what's going to happen here.
Yeah.
So when they were like totally shocked, I was like, that's really interesting.
So with Cindy going home and then seeing the women, and then we see, now we see Leia come out of the woodworks, and
she's like, I'm going to take Sydney's spot. I see a spot open, yeah, and I'm going to take hers.
And like,
I'm going to keep fueling this fire.
And she pulled Medina to the side, and you could tell, like, she wanted to call her out, but really didn't know how to articulate it at the beginning, and was like, kind of like playing like half in, half out with it, and then calls out Medina. And I liked what Medina said, was like, I'm just doing my best here. Like, we all, at the end of the day, like, Leia's like, oh, this is my girl. Like, you guys all just met.
Yeah, like days ago.
Like
a few days ago.
Like, you all just met. And this show isn't built around building friendships. Like, that happens, but like, the show is just for people to do their best and try to make a connection with the lead. And that's what Medina is like, what do you want me to do at this point?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Like Sydney's gone. I don't hate Maria, and I'm fine to be cordial with her. And Leia's like, Leia calling her out being like, you shouldn't be like that is ridiculous.
Yeah. And just totally unfair. Like, Leia, without saying it, was basically saying, Medina, you're a fake friend to Sydney.
Yeah.
Because you were friends with her, she got sent home, and then you were nice to Maria when she came back. But at the end of the day, like,
that's not your problem. That's not your issue.
Medina's also been, like, unwillingly dragged into this multiple times because of Sydney and now because of Leia. And I think she's just like, I don't want to be involved in this. Like, I'm friends with Sydney. I'm cool with Maria. We squashed the drama weeks ago. Like, Sydney's gone and Maria's still here. So it makes sense that she's like, I may as well just stay on good terms with Maria. Like, yeah, so I don't have to have any problems with anyone in this house. Like, it's not Leia's job to dictate how Medina acts as a friend to the girls in this house.
Yeah.
And it's really not cool of her to say, like, you're not a good friend because you were nice to Maria. And I totally sympathize with Maria when she was crying, basically being like, so Leia's mad at someone for being nice to me? Like, does everyone just want me to be put down in this house all the time? Like she really, like, she hit a breaking point. Like, I really felt for her. Like, she clearly was just like Lexi put it the same way I would have, like, she's been pushed and pushed and pushed. And now she's, yeah, like, she's going to crack.
And it would be totally different if Leia, Medina, and Sydney all went to fifth grade together and were great and were the best friends in the world, and they go on this show.
Or if, like, Medina, Leia, like, and Sydney were, like, in this together. Yeah. They all were against Medina. It was, like, the three of them against Medina or whatever. Or, sorry, it was the three of them against Maria. But Medina was like, I literally been doing my best to not be involved in this, yeah, it feels like. And now Leia is trying to drag her back into it. I don't know. It's just really messy. Like, yeah, Leia's decision to do that, of being like, I also hate Maria, and now I'm mad at Medina for being nice to her. I'm going to confront her about it. I'm going to tell Joey. The episode ends on her telling Joey, like, how hard it is.
And we're left on a cliffhanger. No one goes home yet. It happens next episode.
Super messy ending. Messy ending. Maria's trying to send herself home. She's crying. Medina's off really upset.
And now
Leia
is
talking to Joey. Yeah. It's just hectic.
And now we have another person to obsess over, Maria. Sydney's gone, and now it's Leia. So that's going to wrap it. That's going to wrap this episode. We're going to recap episode 5 tomorrow, so make sure you stay tuned. And then later on, we are going to have Lexi. So subscribe, listen, download. Happy hour.
Bye.
Bye. So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert, I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
As important as choosing the right destination when traveling is choosing the right travel partner.
Gene!
Gene Fodor!
Gene, what's good?
But be careful, because the worst trips result when two partners have two different agendas.
The CIA really need your help, Gene.
Freeze, Americano!
Gene, run!
Listen to Fodor's Guide to Espionage on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.